had no money but a good hair bail. Put your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. And all walk down. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. I still love me some African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru Radio. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your Minister of Information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is November the 23rd, Tuesday, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. We are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet reminded of the universe, Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, the seven pole stars, and the seven candlesticks. The seven pole stars are the black preachers, are the preachers in general, are the pastors. The pastors are the seven pole stars. The seven candlesticks are the seven churches. You know that this book of Revelation starts off with seven letters written to seven churches, critiquing each of these seven churches based on their works, their actions, and their characteristics. And we are looking at this seven letter written, looking at these seven letters written to these seven churches as in reality symbolizing seven aspects of the black church. Seven aspects of the black preacher in America. And we have said last time that it is the duty and job of the black pastor and the black church to stand up for justice, freedom, and equality, stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And let me read verse 4, chapter 2 again of the book of Revelation. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. We proved last session that the history of the black church in America and the black pastor and black preacher in America is a history in which the black church and black pastor and preacher stood up for justice and righteousness. We don't say every black church or every black preacher. We know many black churches and black preachers and black pastors have continuously turned their backs on the revolution, turned their backs on the human and civil rights movement. But there was a very distinctive portion of the black church, black preacher, black pastor, that have stood up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we are saying this is the mission and job of the black church. The black preacher. And the problem has been this, that the black church, the black pastor, and the black preacher has left your first love. You have left your first love. Who is or what is your first love? The love of Jesus. But it just does not mean the love of that flesh that was called Jesus, but it means the love of that which Jesus symbolizes and represents. You see, Jesus' name in the African Hebrew language is Yahshua. And that word Yahshua means salvation, salvation on every level. It means liberty. It means deliverance. It means health. It means wealth. Because the people have been robbed of liberty, deliverance, health, and wealth. So Jesus' mission is found in the meaning and definition of his name. So the African Hebrews, when they heard Yahshua and heard that this man was named Yahshua, they immediately knew the purpose and mission of Yahshua. And the poor heard Yahshua gladly in the New Testament. The African Hebrews who were stripped and robbed of their land, their wealth, their resources, their self-determination, their independence, because Caesar and Rome stole it all. So your first love, black church, black pastor, black preacher, is justice, is deliverance, is liberty, is health and wealth back to, into the hands of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Your first love is Christ. Coming from Egypt, the word Christ in Egypt was ka rest, having to do with the anointing of the spirit and the soul to rise up and stand up for equal rights and justice. In the African Hebrew language, Christ, coming from the word Mashiach, which is where you get the word Messiah. And if you study your history, every king of the African Hebrew Israelite nation was anointed a Messiah and anointed with the spirit of Messiah and was missioned to stand up and advocate and fight as a revolutionary on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation in the Old Testament was to stand up for all of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. After having been freed from the slavery administered by the European Hyksos, invaders of Egypt, who enslaved Egypt, African Egyptians and African Hebrews. And so the African Egyptians and African Hebrews, no black man on the throne, European invaders called the Hyksos. The African Hebrews and African Egyptians overthrew the European invader Hyksos. Moses overthrew the European invader Hyksos. The African Hebrew Israelite nation leaves Egypt with a mixed multitude, meaning you have African Hebrews, African Egyptians together. Going to that region we call Palestine, Israel, offer citizenship to all the enslaved and exploited tribes of that region and stand up against the judges. The word inhabitants says the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to stand up against the inhabitants and destroy the inhabitants. Does not mean what we say inhabitants mean, but that word inhabitants mean those who sit as judges and rulers. Look up the word inhabitants in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on your Hebrew side, and you will see it means the judges, those who sit in rulership. So the purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation was to stand against the wicked ruling class and ruling families and offer citizenship to all of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. This is the mission of Jesus Christ. So Christ, the anointed crusher of the oppressor. You, black church, black preacher, black pastor, you've left your first love, which is all that I've just described to you. Jesus, coming like, Jesus is the S-O-N of God, but coming like the S-U-N of God. having light and life, empowered by the hidden and unseen Father and Mother. The seven pole stars, which are you, pastors, you are guiding light. You are that lesser light in place of the greater light, which is the S-O-N, Messiah, Jesus, Son of God. Seven candlesticks. You, black church, members of the church, are the seven candlesticks. Seven pole stars again. You are that lesser light. And you also have the duty, along with the black pastors, of standing up for justice and freedom and equality. Your first love is Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Jesus causing us to look into the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the reverse zodiac of 26,000 years. The planets moving at a clip of 1,037 and a third miles per hour, following the sun through the 26,000 period of time of the reverse zodiac, going through the seven pole stars, causing us to understand and know that the African Egyptians and Africans taught that the philosophy of the universe is Mayat, that the father Amen and the mother Amenet have given birth to the universe and constructed the universe based on the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. This is your first love, freedom, justice, and equality. And verse 4, chapter 2, book of Revelation, Jesus, justice, says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You're no longer preaching revolution in the black church. There are very few, and we are thankful for those very few, but no longer preaching revolution, no longer sounding like Dr. King. Black church, black preacher, you have left the movement. You have left the movement for Mayat, freedom, justice, and equality. You have left the movement of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Black church, black pastor, why did you leave the freedom movement? Why did you leave the justice movement? Why did you leave the civil and human rights movement? And why did you not participate wholeheartedly in the black power movement, which was the further expression of the human and civil rights movement? We're taking our last break, and I see you on the other side of the break. Having a little technical difficulties right now, trying to get this sound in. Looks like my sound don't want to work. That's what happens when you produce from the house and try to do everything yourself. I want y'all to hang with me. I'm going to get this sound. I'm trying to play Mary Mary. I have it in my music file. I'm going to get to them. Let's try it again. There we go. Block radio. Turn it up. For sound.
Don't sit.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today's recording date is November the 23rd, which is a Tuesday, 2010. This is some extra recording. Had some extra time. Had to talk to you some extra more time. This is the Mind of God program, and you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. You've left your first love, black church, black pastor. Why did you leave the freedom movement? Why did you leave the human and civil rights movement? It is because the government of the United States of North America, acting on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, killed and destroyed our leaders. Leaders like Marcus Garvey. Leaders like Noble Drew Ali. Leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Leaders like Minister Malcolm X El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Brother Omar Wale. Leaders like Medgar Evers. Leaders like W.E.B. Du Bois, who they didn't kill outright, nor did they kill Garvey outright, but they destroyed their movements. The government of the United States of America, the FBI, the CIA, J. Edgar Hoover, and the Fraternal Order of the No Good Rotten Police killed these leaders and destroyed the movements of others. Also destroyed the movement of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Nation of Islam. All of this wickedness coming from the government of the United States of North America, coming from the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, working on behalf of the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. All of this put fear into the black church, put fear into the black pastor, and fear into the black preacher. And so now, the black church, the black pastor, the black preacher, by and large, you're quiet concerning injustice. You're quiet concerning oppression. You only go so far, but we got to go all the way. We have to support the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth, not only in the black community, because it's easy to say, yeah, I support black people who are poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed. I support the Native American who are poor, afflicted, needy, and depressed, you know? But what about the Palestinians? What about the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed in Palestine? What about the fact that the Palestinian people have suffered from an illegal invasion of the European Jew, who's not even the Jew of your Bible, who was backed by the European powers, backed by even Stalinist Russia, which fulfills the prophecy in the book of Ezekiel chapter, I believe 38 and chapter 39, which talks about Gog and Magog, who would invade that land and that territory. That's the European Jew. The European Jew is from Russia. Gog and Magog are from Russia, and it is prophesied they would invade and destroy the indigenous people, which is the Palestinian people and the African Hebrew Israelites and the other indigenous peoples of that region. But in the end, the Gog and Magog would be destroyed. So I'm raising up that issue to point out that we need to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth, and stand up against the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, Wall Street, the multinational resource and mineral corporations. But black pastors, pastor, black preacher, black church, many of you are supporting warfare. You're supporting the destruction of Palestinians. You're supporting Obama in Obama's administrating of Africa Command, which is nothing but a furthering of the military or militarization, militarizing, furthering of the military of America in Africa to destroy our people and take the land, the wealth, and the resources. Many of you black churches and black preachers and black pastors, I don't say all, many, too many, are supporting the killing and the bloodshed going on in Iraq, going on in Afghanistan, supporting the, and let me say this while it's on my mind. This is so wicked in my mind. I look at the Word of Network channel on Sunday mornings, looking at Frederick K.C. Price, who I don't agree all the time, especially his stance against Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, and Muslims, but nevertheless has done great work and great study and given us great information concerning human rights, civil rights, and racism, and so on and so forth, who is a good preacher. I love him. Don't agree with everything. Wish he would go farther in standing up for justice, but nevertheless, I dig the brother, Reverend Frederick K.C. Price, Senior of L.A. Faith Dome Ministries, Walk by Faith, Not by Sight Ministries. Well, lately he's been taken off of the Word Network. Looked at him in the 8 to 9 o'clock slot on the Word of Network, 486 in the region that I live. But they replaced his program with a program catered to those of us who would support the destruction of Palestinian people. Now, European Jews have suffered a whole lot in Europe. No denying that. And we stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, no matter their ethnicity, no matter their race, no matter their national origin, no matter their ideology, philosophy, whether religion or otherwise. So we stand with the European Jews in Russia who are suffering. European Jews in other places in Europe that are suffering. Poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed. But the wickedness of the Israeli government, the wickedness of those who are the ruling class and ruling families of Israel, Europe, and America, to use these poor European Jews who are oppressed, afflicted, and needy, who are oppressed by their own European and Caucasian brothers and sisters, using their plight to cause us to hate Islam, hate Arabs, hate Muslims, and support the wholesale destruction of our Palestinian sisters and brothers. The Palestinians had nothing to do and have nothing to do with the destruction of the European Jew in Europe. As a matter of fact, if you go to takingaimradio.com and read a document written by Ralph Shoman and Maya Shoen called The Hidden History of Zionism, you will learn that the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jews, wealthy Jews, Zionist Jews, actually sided with Hitler and helped Hitler to destroy their own poor and oppressed European Jewish sisters and brothers. Because the whole idea was to plot and scheme to create this modern day state of Israel, displace the Palestinian sisters and brothers, and expand the borders all the way down south east to Egypt, southwest to Egypt, and as far northeast to Iraq and Iran, and destroy nations in between and displace peoples in between. For what? To fulfill the Bible as you think? No. This is in fulfillment of Gog and Magog, and in fulfillment of their wicked plan to destroy the human family and steal land, wealth, and resources. So we are saying it is time for us to stand with the Palestinians. I'm going to be talking about this again, because I never tire of talking about this. We have to cease support of the state of Israel, which is nothing but a terrorist state created by terrorist America and terrorist Europe to terrorize the Palestinians, terrorize African Hebrews, terrorize the peoples of that region, Africa and the Middle East, to squash revolution and destroy our sisters and brothers there, and take the land, the wealth, and the resources. Black church, black preacher, black pastor, you've left your first love. That's the end of the program for today. We will start again next time. This is the Exodus. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Wrong song, y'all. Hold it. I gotta get Bob Marley. I gotta get Brother Bob. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.